You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this 24th day of October. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Rainy and wet and cold here today. How about where you are, Don?
Well, the Rockies and the Western High Plains has been a little bit of a roller coaster. Right now, the roller coaster is going up with sunny skies and dry conditions in the western states and the western plains. But that's going to change. And what that means is some of this warmer, drier air that's out west will come in, bring a little bit of relief to your cold and wet right now. But it will be fleeting because up in the northern reaches of Alberta and British Columbia, a cold front is forming. And that's going to dive south right into the northern Rockies and the northern plains here at the end of the week. And this is going to bring another swath of colder, wet weather into the Midwest and Corn Belt again by the weekend.
Tell me about that and what conditions will be like.
Well, we're probably not looking at as much rain with this next system as the last one, but areas of showers, thunderstorms, and some pretty chilly air is going to come in by the weekend. We're going to see temperatures get downright cold. We're going to probably have areas in Minnesota, portions of Wisconsin, certainly the eastern Dakotas, Nebraska, and even Iowa that could be flirting with temperatures that will be in the lower 30s, near freezing in some areas.
Indeed. What do we see next week?
Well, what we see next week is a reloading. High pressure is going to build right along the west coast up into the Gulf of Alaska. And when you get a high pressure ridge there, the door to Canada is open. And we're likely going to see more systems move in the first week of November. The first week to 10 days of November from the Rockies east is looking cold and unsettled, as we're going to get some shots of some pretty cold air and some winter-like conditions here in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, but I thought that NOAA said we were going to have a moderate winter. Maybe not to start with, I guess.
What's always tricky about long-range winter forecasts is it's the whole period of winter. Certainly, there's going to be episodes in the winter where it's not going to be moderate.
Okay. Let's go back through just so we can clarify for the rest of this week and next week, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. What do harvest conditions really look like?
Well, we are certainly going to have some wet conditions early on from this past system coming on through. We do have a few days here, middle to the end of the week, where it will be warmer and drier. Before this next system comes in, as we get on into Friday and Saturday, that will bring back the chances of showers and colder weather again. I don't expect this next system to be nearly as wet, but certainly it's going to be a lot colder here by the end of the week and the weekend in those areas.
And finally, a quick word on South American weather, Brazil in particular, please.
Brazil, central and southern areas, as well as down south into Argentina, going to have a fairly active pattern of shower activity. So some of the areas that in Brazil that have been dry here for the past week or two are looking more wet.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that's Don Day. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. Do visit our website, willag.org. Don't forget to get your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference. It's coming up the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. All the details are there at willag.org or on the conference website at farmassetsconference.com. You can call, too, at 800-898-1065. Tickets are just $35. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.